We have one tefillah that we say that was composed word for word straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the tefillah of the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim that the Pasuk says, Vayaver Hashem Alponov. Hashem went Alponov Vayikra and he called out to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the tefillah you should say that Klal Yisrael will always be answered. Hashem, Hashem, Keil, Rachum, V'chan. The tefillah of Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. And the Gemara explains that you see clearly in the Psukim that there was a krisas bris that Hashem said that it will always be answered, Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. You will not be chayzeres reikum. You will not leave empty-handed. This is why by Ne'ilah we say over and over again, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanum. This is the tefillah that Hashem guaranteed will always be answered. And Rashi says, it means even when there's no schus avos anymore. Even if we have a case where we cannot use chus avos. But this is a bris, a krisas bris, that will always be answered, the tefillah of Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. The Reishis Chachma and the Al-Shech and many Mefarshim ask something we wouldn't be allowed to ask, perhaps. They ask, but we see over the generations many people daven the tefillah of Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim and they're not answered. And they answer something astounding. They answer that if you look in the Lashon HaGemara, that the Gemara says that HaKadosh Rabbi Yochanan, when he dashed this in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, any time Klal Yisrael has chatoyim, you know what they should do? Ya'asu lefonai. They should do in front of me, kaseder azeh, the seder of Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanun. So they all ask, the Goinim, the Alshech, why does it say ya'asu lefonai? They should do in front of me? It should say amru lefonai. They should say in front of me. Why does it say they should do? So they say, from here you see that in order for the tefillah of the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim to work, a person has to yasu lefanai. He has to do them. He has to act like Hashem's Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim and act with rachmanis and mercy on other people. And only then can he be zoicha that Hashem will answer his tefillah of Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. And they say, this is the answer to both questions. This is the answer why we see people that are not answered. And this is why the Gemara says, Yasru Lefanai. The answer to both the questions is that in order for the tefillah of Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim to work, a person needs, it's not only enough to say them, he must do those Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. He must act with rachmanis. And then, is only then does he have the guarantee that he will not leave empty-handed. Hashem will answer his tefillahs. So this is something, when we're standing by Ne'ilah, and we're saying, Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim, a person should take on himself how he's going to have more rachmanis on his friends, on his wife, on his children, on his co-workers, that he's going to be nicer to them. This is the condition that we need for the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim to work. And I mentioned this in the other shir, in passing, that the Mabit brings, that he heard Mipia Al-Shech, that even if a person will only have for a little bit of time, he'll act like this with Rachmanis. He'll also be Zecha, that Hashem will answer some of his Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. But it's so crucial for the tefillah of Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim to work, that a person must act with rachmanis. He must act with chanina and must be a erech apayim to other people for Hashem to act like that back to him. I want to wish everyone, all our listeners, Pesach Shah Klal Yisrael, a Gemar Chasim Metoiva, and Amir Tashem. We're going to be taking a break now till after Sukkot. On the podcast, Amir Tashem will resume the share, the podcast, Amir Tashem, after Sukkot. So everyone should be to a Gemar Chasim Metoiva, and a Chag Kosha V'Sameach, Pesach Shah Klal Yisrael.